This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
And with the learning team, every time you are curious, you'll learn. That's guaranteed. So what we're trying to think about is how do we make that learning a bit more targeted? Or how do we take some of the noise out so that we're using the learning team to look at where the system is maybe not as robust or not as resilient as the organization thought. And now we're getting a little bit sexy.
Oh, good.
How to do that. And looking at the way we're doing it, and we talked about it in the original in the book, is by gaining operational business intelligent insight through worker engagement and narrative.
So that seems very jargony to me. What we're doing is really sensitizing to weak signals or learning earlier, whatever.
In different circumstances, the weak signals might be a blip and they'll go away.
Right.
And they blip again and they go away.
Right. I think what you're saying is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that saying gathering operational and business intelligent insights from worker engagement and narrative is something that you'd read on a quarterly report.
Yes. I agree.
I'm just saying really what you're doing is you're creating this opportunity to not only improve learning, but to improve the timing of learning, right?
We've come up with four ways so far, and we're not suggesting that it will only be four ways, but we're doing four initial ways of doing that. And one of them is the project we're doing with Jeff, which is around the whole thing of 4 Ds.
Dumb, dangerous, different,
yep,
and delightful.
Difficult, dangerous, all those things. Around our step process, which is a pre-post daily job thing. This concept called routine work soak time. So routine work soak time. And then the last one is around defense capacity, which is understanding why our controls are successful.
Yeah. Efficacy of defenses. What does routine work soak time mean?
So here's a new saying. Routine work is the killer of learning and the breeder of complacency.
Yeah. Routine. So I would say it the other direction. Routine work breeds complacency, which kills learning.
And what we're saying there is, when do workers find the time to reflect over routine work over a period of time?
And the point behind that would be, well, there's two points. One is you cannot perform and learn at the same time.
Yep.
So when you're doing routine work, you're not thinking about learning from routine work because you're performing
Correct.
Routine work. The other thing is that we don't build a time because it's routine work. We don't build a time for after action learning. We don't build a time for stock check.
Yeah.
I mean, we really don't build in soak time. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So they're the concepts at the moment.
Yeah, I think this is good. You definitely switched that around. That routine work breeds complacency and kills learning.
Yeah.
It's more powerful. And then the ability then to tell them that routine work, a hazard, not a sin, not a behavioral mm-hmm. weakness, a hazard of routine work. So the mm-hmm. risk lives in the work, not in the worker, is complacency.
Correct.
And
yeah.
complacency and is what stops learning.
And there is an opportunity to learn
yeah.
over that.
That's a really powerful little tidbit you're popping out there.